It did catch me off guard. When you get to think about it a little bit, it's understandable. He's been beat up on a lot by folks, and I know his wife was, I guess, to the point where she was tired of it. She didn't come around as much as she did in my early sessions. So I can understand that a family makes the decision that it's time to give it up. And I suppose there will be a number of people who announce, and we'll see how that all goes. I don't know who all it'll be. It has to require someone who has some financial ability because it becomes a full-time job.
Reading the speaker's Facebook post, he does leave the door open to doing something else in the future. I'm guessing you don't know what that is at this time.
I haven't talked to the speaker. I did send him a note, told him I regretted his decision, but understood it, and that I wished him the best. And that was about all I put in my note. I just think it's going to be interesting who all decides to run, and also who decides not to run because of his leaving. There could be several. I just heard that Byron Cook from Corsicana, who's been chairman of State Affairs, I heard that he had announced, I haven't seen it, but I heard that he had announced he's not going to seek re-election. And there may be others that decide that at this point, with him being gone, they may not want to run again. I don't know.
Would you consider making a run at it?
No. I'm not at that place in my life. First of all, I don't have the financial ability to do it. Secondly, I'm not sure that I have the experience that's needed. I would prefer to move on up the food chain a little bit more before I made any kind of a move like that. And it's just not right now something that I would feel comfortable with doing.
There's three passages in his Facebook post that suggest he's thinking about doing something else, whether it's as an appointed or seeking a run in another elected office.
I haven't, of course, at this point, not talked to Speaker Strauss, and I don't know what his plans are. But just let me say this. He and his family have been longtime supporters of the Republican Party of Texas. His mother was on the state Republican Executive Committee back in the 70s. They were early on Republicans. So I think that he does not like the divisiveness that we have in the party today, the calling each other names. And we had this policy for a long time, and I think it may have been started by George Bush. Don't say anything bad about another Republican. And that policy has gone by the wayside for quite some time now. And I kind of think that that's maybe what he's relating to. I don't know that for a fact. But I do believe that he would like to see a party that includes more people, particularly that works on Hispanic Texans. And I think that he wants to be a more traditional Republican than perhaps some are in today's party.
And would that be a reference to those who are more conservative?
The word conservative has lost some of its meaning in that what I traditionally call conservative, maybe not what others call conservative. I look at it as a conservative being a fiscally responsible person. And so some would measure those only on social issues. And although I have some very strong opinions about social issues, and most of them very, very conservative, I'm not convinced that the government can control or should control people's moral attitudes. So I would call that a traditional conservative and a traditional Republican.
How much is this going to get in the way of interim committees and other business between now and the start of the next regular session?
I don't think it'll get in the way of the interim committees at all. Those have been appointed, and the issues have been set. I think that we'll move right along, and we'll face the election of a new speaker and probably by next fall, after the primary is over, and maybe working into the fall, we'll know more about what Republicans are thinking in general, and have a better idea who's going to be running for Speaker and what kind of support they're going to have.
All right. Anything else that I've missed? I know we're really early on, just after the announcement. There's a long ways to go between now and then.
There is. And from my standpoint, first thing I've got to do is take care of my reelection, and I'll worry about the Speaker stuff later.